Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us today for another in the series of Read the Word. Tonight's a pretty awesome night because this is the night that we start the priestly ministry with Aaron and all the folks, and we're going to read about that, the anointing. And as we go through it, keep your eye open so that you can see the similarities between that priestly ministry and the one that we're under right now here in the New Testament. Here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, so that I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. Well, let's jump right in. Leviticus chapter 8. Wrong page. Aaron and his sons consecrated. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, the anointing oil, a bull as the sin offering, two rams and a basket of unleavened bread. Gather all the congregation together at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. So Moses did as the Lord commanded him. And the congregation was gathered together at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. And Moses said to the congregation, this is what the Lord commanded to be done. Moses brought Aaron and his sons and washed them with water. That's interesting. That before. And he put the tunic on him, girded him with the sash, clothed him with the robe, put the ephod on him, and girded him with the intricately woven band of the ephod, and with it tied the ephod on him. Then he put the breastplate on him, and he put the Urim and the Thummim in the breastplate, and he put the turban on his head. Also, on the turban, on its front, he put the golden plate, the holy crown, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Verse 10, also Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and all that was in it and consecrated them. He sprinkled some of it on the altar seven times, anointed the altar and all its utensils, and the laver and its base to consecrate them, and poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head, and anointed him to consecrate him. Then Moses brought Aaron's sons, and put tunics on them, girded them with sashes, and put hats on them, as the Lord had commanded Moses. You'll notice that Moses was following a bunch of commands. 14, and he brought the bull for the sin offering. Then Aaron and his son laid their hands on the head of the bull for the sin offering. Moses killed it. Then he took the blood, put some of on the horns of the altar all around with his finger, and purified the altar. And he poured the blood at the base of the altar and consecrated it to make atonement for it. Then he took all the fat that was on the entrails, the fatty lobe attached to the liver, the two kidneys with their fat, and Moses burned them on the altar. But the bull, its hide, its flesh, its offal, he burned with fire outside the camp as the Lord had commanded Moses. You remember how big that camp was? 3 million, 4 million, 5 million people. He had to go a long ways out. Somebody's job for the whole day was to be burned and get all the way to the edge of camp, burn it, and get back home in time for supper. Verse 18. Then he brought the ram as the burnt offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram, and Moses killed it. Then he sprinkled the blood all around on the altar. Verse 20. And he cut the ram into pieces, and Moses burned the head, the pieces, and the fat. Then he washed the entrails and the legs in water. And Moses burned the whole ram on the altar. It was a burnt sacrifice for a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he brought the second ram, the ram of consecration. Then Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram. Moses killed it. He took some of its blood and put it on the tip of Aaron's right ear, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. What is he doing? He's consecrating him. Then he brought Aaron's sons, and Moses put some of the blood on the tips of their right ears, on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of the right feet. And Moses sprinkled the blood all around the altar. Verse 25, then he took the fat and the fat tail, all the fat that was on the entrails, the fatty lobe attached to the liver, the two kidneys and their fat, and the right thigh. And from the basket of unleavened bread that was before the Lord, he took one unleavened cake, a cake of bread anointed with oil, and one wafer, and put them on the fat and on the right thigh. And he put all this in Aaron's hands and in his son's hand, and waved them as a wave offering before the Lord. Then Moses took them from their hands and burned them on the altar, on the burnt offering. They were consecration offerings for a sweet aroma. That was an offering made by fire to the Lord. And Moses took the breast and waved it as a wave offering before the Lord. It was Moses' part of the ram of consecration. The Lord had commanded Moses. Verse 30. Then Moses took some of the anointing oil and some of the blood which was on the altar, sprinkled it on Aaron, on his garments, on his sons, and on the garments of his sons with him. And he consecrated Aaron and his garments, his sons, and the garments of his sons with him. And Moses said to Aaron and his sons, boil the flesh at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and eat it there with the bread that is in the basket of consecration offerings, as I commanded, saying, Aaron and his sons shall eat it. Some of you would like that ministry, to eat lots of steak of bulls and rams. 32. What remains of the flesh of the bread you shall burn with fire, and you shall not go outside the door of the tabernacle of meeting for 7 days, until the days of your consecration are ended. So they were consecrated for 7 days. For 7 days he shall consecrate you, as he has done this day, so the Lord had commanded to do, to make atonement for you. Therefore you shall stay at the door of the tabernacle of meeting day and night for 7 days, and keep the charge of the Lord, so that you may not die. For so I have been commanded. So Aaron and his sons did all the things that the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moses. Very, very interesting. Here we go. Chapter 9. Some of you are looking at me like, don't you have something to say, Pastor? You know, about 2 hours worth, but chapter 9. Came to pass on the eighth day that Moses called Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. And he said to Aaron, take for yourself a young bull as a sin offering and a ram as a burnt offering without blemish and offer them before the Lord. And to the children of Israel you shall speak, saying, take a kid of the goats as a sin offering, and a calf and a lamb, both of the first year, without blemish, as a burnt offering. Also a bull and a ram as peace offerings, to sacrifice before the Lord, and a grain offering mixed with oil. For today the Lord will appear to you. See, God's presence is coming down amongst the sinful people. And the only thing that covers sin is blood. In the Old Testament, it was the blood of bulls and rams, turtle doves, goats, you know, sheep, calves. But Hebrews chapter 9 tells us Jesus, once and for all, sacrificed with his blood. Therefore, it no longer needs to be done. We receive it once. You can see how God is very serious about them being covered so that when he shows up, they're not destroyed by the awesomeness and the purity of his presence. I'm in 9:5. They brought what Moses commanded before the tabernacle of meeting, and all the congregation drew near and stood before the Lord. Then Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded you to do. And the glory of the Lord shall appear to you. Moses said to Aaron, go to the altar, offer your sin offering and your burnt offering, and make atonement for yourself and for the people of the offering of the people, and make atonement for them as the Lord commanded. Aaron therefore went to the altar, killed the calf of the sin offering, which was for himself. Then the sons of Aaron brought the blood to him. He dipped his finger in the blood, put it on the horns of the altar, poured the blood at the base of the altar. Verse 10, but the fat, the kidneys, the fatty lobe from the liver of the sin offering he burned on the altar, as the Lord had commanded Moses. The flesh and the hide he burned with fire outside the camp. He killed the burnt offering. And Aaron's sons presented to him the blood, which he sprinkled all around on the altar. Then they presented the burnt offering to him with its pieces and head, and he burned them on the altar. And he washed the entrails and the legs and burned them with the burnt offerings on the altar. Then he brought the peace bulls offerings and took the goat, which was the sin offering for the people, and killed it and offered it for sin like the first one. And he brought the burnt offering and offered it according to the prescribed manner. Then he brought the grain offering, took a handful of it and burned it on the altar beside the burnt sacrifice of the morning. He also killed the bull and the ram as sacrifices of peace offerings, which were for the people. And Aaron's sons presented to him the blood, which he sprinkled all around on the altar, and the fat from the bull and the ram, the fatty tail, what covers the entrails, and the kidneys, fatty lobe attached to the liver. Verse 20, and they put the fat on the breast. Then he turned the fat on the altar. Then he burned the fat on the altar. This isn't a barbecue. This is atonement for sin. But the breast and the right thigh Aaron waved as a wave offering before the Lord, as Moses had commanded. Then Aaron lifted his hand toward the people, blessed them, and came down from offering the sin offering, the burnt offering, the peace offerings. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of meeting. they're ready, and came out and blessed the people. The glory of the Lord appeared to all the people, and fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. When all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. Yes, literal fire came out and consumed that offering. Amazing. Chapter 10, the profane fire of Nadab and Abihu. Then Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it and put incense on it and offered profane fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. So fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. And Moses said to Aaron, this is what the Lord spoke, saying, but those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy. And before all the people, I must be glorified. So Aaron held his peace. Then Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said to them, come near, carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out of the camp. So they went near and carried them by their tunics out of the camp, as Moses had said. Verse 6, Moses said to Aaron and to Eleazar and to Ithamar, his sons, do not uncover your head nor tear your clothes, lest you die, and wrath come upon all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord has kindled. You shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of meeting, lest you die, for the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses. Now, you might say, what is that all about, Pastor? Well, God said to not put incense on the fire, on their censers, and they disobeyed. And there can be no disobedience before the presence of God. That's why many people have never seen the face of, well, nobody's ever seen the face of God and lived, but you hear very few stories of people seeing God himself. And in the Jewish culture, then people would immediately begin to tear their clothes and mourn and wail. And that's how they do things. And Moses said, you have the anointing oil on you. You better not do any of it. Let those people out there do it. Just to clear that up for some people. Here we go. Verse 8. Then the Lord spoke to Aaron, saying, do not drink wine or intoxicating drink, you nor your sons with you, when you go into the tabernacle of meeting, lest you die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generation, that you may distinguish between holy and unholy, and between clean and unclean, that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord has spoken to them by the hand of Moses. And Moses spoke to Aaron, to Eleazar, to Ithamar, his sons who were left, take the grain offering that remains of the offerings made by the fire to the Lord, and eat it without leaven beside the altar, for it is most holy. You shall eat it in a holy place, because it is your due and your son's due of the sacrifices made by fire to the Lord, for I have commanded. So the wave offering, the thigh of the heave offering, you shall eat in a clean place, you, your sons, and your daughters with you, for they are your due and your sons' due, which are given from the sacrifices of peace offerings of the children of Israel. the thigh of the heave offering, the breast of the wave offering, they shall bring with the offerings of fat made by fire to offer as a wave offering before the Lord. And it shall be yours and your sons with you by a statute forever, as the Lord has commanded. Then Moses made careful inquiry about the goat of the sin offering, and there it was burned up. And he was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, the sons of Aaron, who were left, saying, why have you not eaten the sin offering in a holy place, since it is most holy, and God has given it to you to bear the guilt of the congregation to make atonement for them before the Lord? See, its blood was not brought inside the holy place. Indeed, you should have eaten it in a holy place as I commanded. Aaron said to Moses, look, this day they have offered their sin offerings, their burnt offerings before the Lord, and such things have befallen me. If I had eaten the sin offering today, and would it have been accepted in the sight of the Lord? So when Moses heard that, does anybody want to say it with me? Wow. I was not remembering how much these guys had to eat. But that was actually a part of the ceremony. That is amazing. And it's all got its place. Well, we're out of time. Wow, listen to it again and hear what God has to say. Remember, there'll be timestamps in there in each of those places I stop. So you can click that blue timestamp and go back and hear that part again. And it'll be a blessing to you. I sure hope you're loving this. I'm loving every minute of it.
Yeah.
Let's pray the prayer of salvation for anybody that might be with us tonight who may not have made Jesus Lord of their life. This is the first step to your life with God for the rest of your life. Your Father, our Father, God the Father, wants to be your Father. Pray this with me, Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
Everybody pray it. And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
life. And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for that.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
You are the Son of God. And you raised from the dead for me.
And you raised from the dead for me.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you in my life right now.
I receive you into my life right now, Lord.
Thank you, my sins are forgiven.
Thank you that my sins are forgiven.
I receive your righteousness.
I receive your righteousness.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power. Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And
live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. First time you prayed that prayer, my email address is right there in the notes of the program. hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Send me an email and say, Pastor, I prayed the prayer today, and I will help you walk with God. That's my assignment on this earth. It's who I am. That's why God put me here. It's to be a blessing to you and to your family. Share this with everybody that you know. Tell them, this is the coolest thing. We're going to go all the way through the Bible. Now watch this. In the notes is a link that has every one of these YouTube videos from Genesis 1:1 till now. It's in a playlist, and it's right there in the notes. All you got to do is click on it. It'll take you right to there, and you'll be able to listen to every one of them in their entirety, straight line in a row. Somebody could get caught up in a matter of about 5, 6, 7 days. Listen to 3 or 4 of them a day. You could get caught up and be right here with us in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this.
We
love you.
And we
and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. God bless you. We'll see you soon. Blog Talk Radio, we'll say this to you one more time. In the notes of the program, you'll see my website without dots, only colons. You'll see my email address. Just take colon out and put a dot in there, and you'll be able to contact me and go to the website, and anything we can do to help you, we're going to do that to help you in Jesus' mighty name. See you soon.